More than a quarter century ago, the state of Delaware and a preservation group launched a quest to restore a historic Wilmington mansion. Yet plan after plan collapsed while the massive estate known as Gibraltar literally crumbled inside and out. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on how that happened and possible paths forward.
Members of the DuPont family chemical dynasty once entertained like royalty at Gibraltar. Now it's home to vermin, vandals, and YouTubers who like to call it the Haunted Mansion. A few years ago, film director M. Night Shyamalan was there to make a horror-themed music video performed by his daughter. Some staircases are too dangerous to climb. Ceilings have fallen to floors, destroyed by rain that's poured through holes in the roof. Fetid water fills tubs and toilets. Developer Robert Snowberger says one simple failure set the stage for the continuing decay of what was always a complicated and expensive restoration project.
No one who's owned that place for 30 years has put a new roof on it. It's really a challenge because the thing was set up for failure from the very beginning. You know, you got so many compounding factors.
Plans to use the property for luxury inns, restaurants, a day spa, office park, wedding venue, and other projects have fallen by the wayside, as high hopes collided with steep costs, zoning issues, and neighbors' concerns. Another barrier was a conservation easement the state bought for $800,000 that limits what can be built there. The nonprofit Preservation Delaware got the estate in 1997 from the Sharp family, whose patriarch was married to a descendant of the DuPont Company's founder. In 2010, the preservation group gave it to two developers, David Carpenter, also a DuPont family heir, and Drake Cattermole, who was married to Carpenter's sister. Maggie Messenger lives nearby and says the city and state should have forced the owners to keep the mansion from deteriorating.
There have been a lot of missteps, but for the last 13 years, the mansion and grounds have been in a state of just utter neglect. And I think failure to enforce city and state codes and easement requirements have contributed to the problem.
State officials say they tried to get the owners to make repairs, but never exercised their right to take the owners to court. Wilmington Mayor Mike Przycki, who lives next door, says issuing code violations would have been pointless for the walled estate. But the mayor decided to inject the city into the exasperating saga.
It's just been painful to watch this thing deteriorate the way it has, and I just committed myself to doing what I thought was the very, very best thing to do, and that is just to get the city to buy it. It is truly a treasure.
The city spent $900,000 in state funds to buy Gibraltar in December, and is spending hundreds of thousands of dollars more to clean it up. Soon the city will put on a new roof. Przycki's not sure whether a developer will ever present a viable commercial project, but he says at a minimum, visitors to the restored gardens at the foot of Gibraltar will have a better view.
We ought to be able to put enough money behind this project so that we can see it clear to a point of stability. It's a sad thing to be in the gardens and look up and see the haunted house up above.
Neighbors say they also should be included in discussions about Gibraltar's future. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.